السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله، we praise Allah, and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Wherever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wounds that bore you. Indeed, Allah is your raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a strain. And every strain is in the hellfire. This week, inshallah ta'ala, we want to continue off, or to continue from where we left off last week, in discussing this topic of unity. Last week we left it open to be an open forum, so that the people can express what they felt was needed for the Muslims in order to be united. And this week, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to go directly to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the statements of the ulama, in order to deal with this topic. Last week, some of the people had brought statements from the understanding of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and other people were just following their own desires. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala prohibits us from speaking without knowledge, as He tells us, وَلَا تَقَفُوا مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. And don't say what you have no knowledge of. Indeed, the hearing, the sight, and the intellect will all be questioned. It's upon us if we don't know something in this deen of al-Islam to say, Allah knows best, I don't know. And this is as some of the ulama of Islam, and from amongst them, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who explained that this is half of knowledge, to say, I don't know, and Allah knows best. And it would have been better, as we've heard a lot of foolishness last week, that the people would have said, Allah knows best. And what does Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say pertaining to the Quran and the Sunnah? From the Quran and the Sunnah pertaining to the issue of unity. And how often do we hear the question of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his companions, and they used to answer with, Allah and His Messenger knows best, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And really, sometimes when we address issues, we shouldn't just think because it's an open forum to just go for it, because people are going to be responsible in the sight of their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala for what they say. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عليكم بالجماعة وإياكم والفرقة, from the authentic hadith collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi. I advise you to hold to the jama'a and be aware of division. And this is the start of a series of hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show us that we have to be united as a jama'a and to stay away from division. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here is commanding us to be a jama'a and warning us against dividing. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and then hadith of Imam al-Tirmidhi, and it's authentic. Man arada buhbuhat al-jannah falyalzam al-jama'ah. That whoever wants the best place in Jannah, then let him hold fast to the Jama'ah. And this is authentically reported on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the narration of Imam Ahmad, and it's also authentic, he says, Al-jama'atu rahmatun wal-firqatu azabun. That the Jama'ah is mercy and division is a punishment. So yeah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us and encouraging us to be the Jama'ah and to be divided, and discouraging to be united and discouraging us from being divided, as he encourages us in his statement, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yadullahi ma'al jama'ah. This is authentically collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the hand of Allah is with the Jama'ah. The hand of Allah is with the Jama'ah. And we believe in the hand of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as he mentions, or as he describes himself in his book, and here on the tongue of his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah has a hand befitting to his majesty, and we don't ask how, but we believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described our Lord as. And then after that, the ulama explain taking these type of statements into their context, meaning that the help of Allah or the success of Allah without denying the hand of Allah is with the Jama'ah. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this long hadith of Imam al-Tirmidhi, and we want to use this part, he says, وَأَنَا أَمُرُكُمْ بِخَمْسٍ أَمَرَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِهِنَّ السَّمْعُ وَالطَّاعَ وَالْجِهَادُ وَالْهِجْرَ وَالْجَمَاعَ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I'm going to command you with five things that my Lord Allah had commanded me with: to hear, to obey, to fight jihad, to make the hijrah, and to be a jama'ah. So here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanding us with that which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had commanded him with, and to be a jama'ah, or to be united. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of Al-Bukhari in Muslim, says, تَلْزَمْ جَمَاعَةَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَإِمَامَهُمْ. And this hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, and it's a long hadith, and we had covered its meaning with an explanation, this hadith of Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu. Here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this part of the hadith, hold on to the jama'ah of the Muslims and their imam. And these are statements from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, encouraging us to be a jama'ah and to be united, and discouraging us from division. But the main question after these hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we had took a look at some of the ayat that encouraged us, rather commanded us, to be a jama'ah and to stay away from division last week. We see from these texts of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be united and not to be divided. But who are those people united? And who and how are they united? And these are the most important questions when it comes to this issue of unity. And they have been answered by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, as we see in these coming narrations. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي مَا أَتَىٰ عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ مَثَلًا بِمَثَلٍ حَظْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ حَتَّى لَوْ أَنَّ فِيهِمْ مَنْ نَقَحَ أُمَّهُ عَلَانِيَةً كان في أمتي من يفعل مثله إن بني إسرائيل افترقوا على 71 فرقة وافترقت النصارى على 72 فرقة وستفترق أمتي على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة فقيل ما الواحدة يا رسول الله قال الجماعة وفي رواية ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. And this is authentically collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi and others, inshallah, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there will come a time upon this ummah, meaning with the Muslims, exactly what had taken place with Bani Israel, and in an exact identical manner. So much so that if they had anyone that would have sex with their mothers openly or publicly, then there would be someone from this ummah who would do the same thing. And indeed, Bani Israel divided into 71 sects, and the Christians divided into 72 sects, and my ummah will soon be divided into 73 sects, all of them will be in the fire except one. And it was said, which one is that, Ya Rasulullah? And he said, Al-Jama'ah. And in another narration, he said, that those who are upon what I am upon today and my companions. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam shows us that which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has already decreed in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, that the Muslims will be divided. And when it comes to this issue of unity, it's going to be an issue of understanding the decree of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that the Muslims are going to be divided, and that all of them are going to be in the hellfire for that time until they are taken out to go to Jannah, except those who the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said won't be in the fire, and they are the Jama'ah. And here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained in this other narration, who is the Jama'ah? They are those that are upon what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon and his companions. And this group is the smallest group, as we see that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us that 72 are this way and one of them are on the straight path. And this is the same thing that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had explained to one of his companions from amongst the tabi'een, as Amr ibn Maymun rahimahullah, he said, فَقِيلَ لِعَبْدِ ibn مَسْعُودٍ وَكَيْفَ لَنَا وَالْجَمَاعَةَ فَقَالَ لِي يَا عَمْرًا ابْنَ مَيْمُونَ إِنَّ جُمْهُورَ الْجَمَاعَةَ هِيَ الَّتِي تُفَارِقُ الْجَمَاعَةَ إِنَّمَا الْجَمَاعَةُ مَا وَافَقَ الْحَقِّ وَفِي رِوَايَةَ طَاعَةَ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ كُنْتَ وَحْدًا. And this narration authentically collected by Imam Al-Lalaka'i in his book Sharh Usul Al-I'tiqali Ahl Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, he says that Amr ibn Maymun rahimahullah, he said that it was said to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, what is our relationship to the Jama'ah? Or how are we a Jama'ah? Or who is the Jama'ah? And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he said, O Amr ibn Maymun, indeed the majority of the people, they are the people who left the Jama'ah. The majority of the Jama'ah are those who left the Jama'ah. And here Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu is using the word Jama'ah twice and giving two different meanings to the word Jama'ah, and we'll see by the end of his statement. Indeed, the majority of the Jama'ah are those who left the Jama'ah. The Jama'ah is only that which agrees with the truth, even if you're one person. And in the other narration, that which agrees with obedience to Allah, even if you're one person. So here Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu is explaining that the Jama'ah, it has two meanings, he's showing us. One of the meaning is the Jama'ah means the group of the Muslims. But here Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he's explaining that the majority of the Jama'ah, or the group of the Muslims, or the masses of the Muslims, they are the ones who left the Jama'ah, meaning the real Jama'ah, which is that which agrees with the truth, or that which agrees with obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the following of the Qur'an and the Sunnah, with the understanding and the practical application of our Salaf al-Salih. This is the truth, and there's no other truth in this deen of al-Islam other than that. And the people that are upon this are the people upon the truth, and the majority of the Muslims who have left this, they are those who have strayed from the Jama'ah. For here we're seeing from these narrations that the Jama'ah, it might only be one person. And we have to get out of our mind this kufr understanding, or this Afrocentric understanding, that unity is putting everybody together. And we're going to bring the statement of Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, that will make it very clear there's never been an understanding in this deen of al-Islam, meaning getting everybody together to be the Jama'ah. But the Jama'ah has always been that which agrees with the truth, even if it's only one person, as we saw in the example of Khalilullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibrahim ibn Azad. All of his people disbelieved, and he was the only Jama'ah. He was the only one on the truth. He was one person, him, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him and his family to move to a land, Mecca, where they established the Kaaba, walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. So here we see, in correcting our understanding of unity and the Jama'ah, that the Jama'ah might be one person. The people who are on the truth are the Jama'ah. And there's no such thing as uniting falsehood with the truth and calling it a jama'ah, because everybody is grinning and grinning and smiling with each other at one table or at one majlis or shura meeting or what have you. This has never been considered unity or the jama'ah. The jama'ah is that which agrees with the truth. And Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he goes to show the same point as he says, باب وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا وما أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بلزوم الجماعة وهم أهل العلم. Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah in his Sahih al-Bukhari, he says chapter, and then he brings the statement of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from Surah al-Baqarah, and likewise we have made you an ummatun wasata, and likewise we have made you the finest ummah. And we're going to see what Imam al-Bukhari meant by this means by using the statement of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as he says, and that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has commanded of the jama'ah. And then al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he explains, and they are ahlul ilm, and the jama'ah are the people of knowledge. And al-Hafiz ibn Hajar, and he's explaining Sahih al-Bukhari, and he says that Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he's motioning that this general statement in the ayah, what is meant by it is something specific. When Allah says, we have made you the finest ummah, most of us understand that that's all of the Muslims. The sinners, those who are obedient, the knowledgeable, the ignorant, those on the Siratul Mustaqim, those off it, anybody who says that he's Muslim, they understand from this ayah that what is meant is the general masses of the Muslims. And here Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah is trying to show us, as al-Hafiz ibn Hajar is explaining, that Imam al-Bukhari is showing what is meant by this general statement that we have made you the best ummah, is specifically those people of knowledge of this ummah, for the jama'ah of this ummah. As al-Hafiz ibn Hajar continues by saying, because the people of ignorance, ahlul jahl, they have never been the best, nor the people of bid'ah, ahlul bid'ah. So what is meant, so it's understood that what is meant by this description is ahlul sunnah wal jama'ah, and they are ahlul ilm al-shar'i. And they are the people of knowledge of this deen. And knowledge of this deen is the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it was practiced and understood by the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in specific, and then the tabi'un, and then the tabi'in, and then the scholars of Islam, and those that followed them with this understanding and practice of the Quran and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Al-Hafiz, he says, and anyone other than them, other than Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the real jama'ah, that even if they attributed themselves to knowledge by saying that they have some knowledge or some degrees or what have you, that they only have a superficial affiliation with the jama'ah, because they are not really the jama'ah in truth. And here Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah, following Imam al-Bukhari, is making this point very clear to us, that this jama'ah, and that this unity is practicing this deen of al-Islam the way that it was practiced during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that this jama'ah is not just getting everybody to smile together and say, okay, we're together, we're the united Muslims of New Jersey or what have you. And Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he explains this point in another place in his book, as he brings the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's also collected by Imam Muslim, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين وفي رواية على الحق حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم ظاهرون. Where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there will never cease to be a party of my ummah victorious on the truth until the commandment of Allah comes, and they are still victorious. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us that everybody is not going to be on the truth, but there will be a group from this ummah on the truth, and that truth is the jama'ah, and that jama'ah is the real unity. And if we're going to be united, and if we're going to be a part of the jama'ah, then we have to be amongst those people who are practicing the truth, following the people of knowledge. As Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he explains that what is meant by that group is ahlul ilm, as he says in explaining in Sahih Bukhari. And then Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah, he brings the narration of the Shaykh of Imam al-Bukhari, Ali ibn al-Madini rahimahullah, who said, "Hum ashabul hadith," who said they are the companions of hadith. And we know that hadith isn't as the ignorant and the deviant try to explain, that they are the people who follow the hadith and don't follow the Quran. But the hadith is the Quran and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the Prophet himself alayhi salatu wa sallam said, "Inna asdaqal hadith kitabullah," and the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the Quran, like in the example of Surah to Al-Mursalat, says, فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ, and what other hadith will you believe in if you don't believe in this one, referring to the book of Allah, the Quran. So Ahlul Hadith, they are the people who will fast the book of Allah and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he says, إِن لَمْ يَكُنْ أَهْلُ الْحَدِيثِ فَلَا أَدْرِي مَنْهُمْ, if they are not Ahlul Hadith, if that group that is victorious and on the truth, always a part of this ummah, if they are an Ahlul Hadith, then I don't know who they are. And this is to show how much they are Ahlul Hadith. And this is to make it very clear to us that real unity is being united on the truth, on the practice of this deen of Al-Islam, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala commands us, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and hold on to the rope of Allah altogether, جَمِيعًا, as a jama'ah, and do not divide. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when he commands us to hold on to the rope of Allah, this is the deen of Allah, this is the book of Allah, this is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu explains, Hablullah huwa kitabullah, wa fi riwayah Hablullah huwa al-jama'ah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, in these authentic narrations collected by Imam al-Marwazi in his book As-Sunnah, says that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says, this word, the rope of Allah, it means the book of Allah. And in another narration he says, this rope of Allah is the jama'ah. And Imam al-Tabari rahimahullah, the Imam of the Mufassireen, he explains that what Allah Ta'ala means by this statement, and hold on to the rope of Allah altogether, it means to hold fast to the deen of Allah, that which Allah has commanded you to do, to hold on to, and that which the covenant is found in the book of Allah that you have submitted to, or as Imam al-Tabari rahimahullah, he means, from being united and together on the truth and submitting to the commandment of Allah, or as Imam al-Tabari rahimahullah meant by his statement, يُرِيدُ بِذَلِكَ تَعَالَى ذِكْرُهُ وَتَمَسَّكُوا بِدِينِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَمَرَ بِهِ وَعَهْدُهُ الَّذِي عَهَدَهُ إِلَيْكُمْ فِي كِتَابِهِ مِنَ الْأُلْفَةِ وَالْاجْتِمَاعِ عَلَى كَلِمَةِ الْحَقِّ وَالتَّسْلِيمِ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ. So we see here that you are united and that you are a jama'ah when you practice the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Islam. When you establish in your lives the real tawheed of la ilaha illallah, then you are united. Then you are a jama'ah. And the issue isn't trying to just get everyone together to be united, as Imam al-Shafi rahimahullah, he explains, and this is the way that he usually does it at times. He talks as if a person is talking and questioning, and then Imam al-Shafi rahimahullah, he explains afterwards. And he says, rahimahullah, he says, and what is meant, and he's saying that someone is saying, and what is meant by the commandment of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to hold on to the jama'ah. He said, I would say that this meaning is only one meaning, no other meaning but one meaning. So the other person would say, then how can you say that this jama'ah and holding on to the jama'ah could only have one possible meaning and not any other possible meaning? Then Imam al-Shafi rahimahullah goes on to explain. But here we see that Imam al-Shafi rahimahullah, he's making it very clear that the people don't even have a right to understand anything from the jama'ah except this one meaning of following the truth, as he's going to explain, rahimahullah. And that there's no other meaning. And that the people don't have a right who follow their own desires into thinking that there's another meaning other than the meaning of following the truth. As Imam Shafi rahimullah, he says, I will say, indeed, their jama'ah of the Muslims, divided in the, or separate physically in the different countries, that there's no one that can make them a jama'ah all together when they are separate. You have Muslims, and I'll try to explain this statement a little, inshallah ta'ala. You have Muslims in America, South America, Africa, Asia, Australia. How are you going to make everybody united by being all together in one place? You can't do that, as it's impossible, as all of the people are spread out over the world, and that no one has the ability to put all of the Muslims into one place and say, now the Muslims are united. And then Imam Shafi rahimahullah, he goes on to say that at times you can find that the people are united together in their persons, meaning you have the Muslims and the kafirs and the righteous and the criminal are all together in one area or in one place or in one city, as if they're united by being together. So we see that it doesn't mean that the bodies are united, because it's impossible to unite everyone by putting their bodies together, as people are separate in their separate places. And that if you unite them by their bodies alone, that this doesn't do anything, or it doesn't mean anything. So from this we see that there's only one meaning of holding to the jama'ah, and this is being upon holding fast to that which is halal and leaving off the haram, and being obedient, and being obedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whoever says what the jama'ah of the Muslim says, then he has held fast to the jama'ah. And this statement, whoever says and does that which the jama'ah of the Muslims do, then he is holding to the jama'ah. And whoever opposes what the jama'ah says, then he has opposed the jama'ah that they have been commanded to hold fast to. Here Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he makes this issue very clear. And you can all be united in one line at the motor vehicle or whatever, but just because you're all in a single file, everybody's in line, doesn't mean that they're united. And it doesn't mean that they're together. It just looks like they're together, and that this outward appearance of being together never meant anything. Because you can have people in the straightest line being enemies of one another. Some are believers, some are disbelievers, some are righteous, some are criminals, and what have you. And that no one understands just being together by your persons as being united. But being united and being a jama'ah is when you agree to that which is the truth, even if you're separate physically. And this is how we see it, as the brother was mentioning last week, that when you go to Hajj, that you find that yourselves are united with the Muslims from all over the world. People you've never seen before, and people you probably will never ever see again in the future. And that all of you feel united when everybody is lined up facing the Kaaba, because this unity and this jama'ah is that which agrees to the obedience to Allah, that which agrees to the truth, and not necessarily, rather not just being together by the bodies. So when it comes to this issue of unity and real unity, then we understand that it's an issue of being upon the truth, and that the people who are upon the truth are united, even if they're separate physically, by some of them being in this state and some of them being in that one, or some of them being in this country and others being in that country. And that this issue of this false unity, of just getting everybody together as the Afrocentrics do, and as a part of their belief, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes this understanding clearly in His Quran, as He tells us in Surah Al-Anfal, verse 63, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah says, and He, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, united their hearts. And if you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then everyone else that this Quran is addressing, if you were to give everything in the earth, you could have not united their hearts. but it is Allah that united their hearts, and He is Azizun Hakim. And this is what Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is telling us in Surah Al-Ali Imran, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. And remember the favor of Allah to you when you were enemies, and He united your hearts, and thus you became by His favor or by His blessing brothers. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes it very clear, nobody is going to get together and unite the Muslims or unite the people. But it's that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one alone who unites the people by uniting their hearts on the truth of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the one who unites us on obedience to Him and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, and that no one can unite the Muslims. So this issue of thinking that we're going to sit down at some table and to discuss unity and uniting the Muslims, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clearly refuting this understanding, and that nobody's going to sit down anywhere and unite anybody. But it's Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, our Lord alone, who is the one who unites us, and He unites us on the truth of following His book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He makes this point clear in this last ayat that we want to mention inshaAllah, and that's His statement, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ السُّبَلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, and this is my straight path, follow it, and don't follow any other path, as they will lead you from my path. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the ulama of Islam explain, Allah is commanding the believers to the jama'ah, and that is the path of Allah, His siratul mustaqim, and He is prohibiting them from differing and from dividing, and this is following the other path. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made His path one path, and this is the path of the truth. And He made all other paths as they are divided from the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Meaning that Allah calls us to follow His path being one path. And then He tells us, don't follow the other paths, which are many in number, which aren't the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the deviance, and this is the division, and this is the going astray. And we see from these texts of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the statements of the Sahaba and the Ulama of Islam, that unity is uniting on the truth, and that division is not following the truth of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We hope that this is a clarification for us of what real unity is. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us the jama'ah, and He alone knows best, and this is in His hands, and we ask Him for His success. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk walhamdulillah. I don't know if there were any questions relating to today's talk, or any clarifications or points that need to be expounded upon. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I don't know if the brothers and sisters in Baltimore, if they had any comments or any questions. You have to speak up louder, we can't hear you. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Can you repeat your question, inshallah? Akhi, you have to repeat your question. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All right, just state your question.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Fareed, can you just tell them to ask that question? Well, you have to try to say your question just straight, without any stumbling, and a little louder so that we can hear you. If the point is clear, inshallah, we hope that people don't continue to bother the Muslims who are trying to practice the truth by asking us to do as one of the brothers asked us to do. Why don't we call out and have an open forum and call some of the shuyukh who differ with us to a neutral location to discuss some points? Really, we're busy here, alhamdulillah, in the Islamic Center of East Orange, doing our best to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to spread His deen. And if somebody differs with something, then why don't they set up an open forum and invite us to come to some neutral place? Otherwise, what place is more neutral than the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? People are afraid to come to the Islamic Center of East Orange because it's the house of Allah. And really, these people, and we know who they are, they don't make salat regularly in the house of Allah. And this is why they want a neutral place, because maybe they're not accustomed to the house of Allah. And I know the brothers are going to hear this and they'll be upset, but their deen and their character, if they want to change it, then they should change it. And they shouldn't feel offended by this statement that I'm making, as really the people need to know that these are the people who are calling us to set up this or to set up that. We're here in the Masjid, alhamdulillah, every day, as we have a class regularly, and we're trying to learn the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have the ilm online, and if the people feel that they have something to say against what we're learning in this masjid or what we're practicing in this masjid, then they should feel free to come to the masjid and to express themselves, or to call in by the ilm online and to express themselves, or to invite us to a location where we can discuss any of these issues, whether it's the issue of Masjid al-Dirar or other than that. But how can they call us out to discuss the issue of Masjid al-Dirar when it was already explained in light of the Quran and the Sunnah and the statements of the ulama? Really, what is left isn't on our part, and this isn't to be arrogant, but this is that we have already exhausted our efforts to make it clear what our stance is on this issue. And that if someone feels that we're wrong, then it's his duty to show us point by point where we went wrong and what we're supposed to be upon and what is correct in this issue. And not that it's upon us to call the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. If the brothers in Baltimore want to phrase their question one more time. We can hear you, just phrase your question. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Say yes?
Yes.
Okay. My question is that if a Muslim left up together as one one, how can two or three people make a difference among those people who don't want to adhere to the unity of the Ummah?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't placed, walhamdulillah, anybody as a guardian over the people. And if he would have sent someone as a guardian over the people, it would have been his last prophet and messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah didn't place anyone as a guardian over the people. It's upon us to believe in the truth, to practice the truth, and to call the people to the truth, and to be patient with the harm that we receive from the people while we're calling them to the truth. This is what is upon the people of the truth and nothing more. It's not upon you to make the people believe. أَفَتُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, are you going to force everyone until they become believers? You can't make anybody believe in anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already decreed that some people will be believers and some people will be kafirs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already decreed that some Muslims will be guided and some Muslims will be astray. And that no one is to change the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's upon those three people to believe in the truth, to practice the truth, to call the people to the truth, and to be patient with the harm that they receive in calling the people to the truth. And it's not upon them to make the people on the truth. Nor is it for them... for them to make the people believe. And it's not surprising that many of the people don't believe. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in many of the ayah in the Quran, as he does in Surah Yusuf, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ And that most of the people, no matter how eager you are to call them to guidance, won't be believers. Most of the people just won't believe. Most of the people don't know. It's not upon us to make most of the people know or to make most of the people believe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and many of the ayat is telling us that most of the people just don't know. Most of the people won't believe. And this has always been the case that the majority just won't accept. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who do accept the truth. Is that clear, Akhi, or is there any more questions?
No, inshallah. This is in regards to actually the Salah in Jama'at, in regards to Salah in Jama'at. And I wanted to know, there are a lot of different pledges where this way when people make a pledge in Jama'at, we have a lot of different agenda.
Yeah, really, right now is not the time to discuss that issue, and it's not really directly related to this, and we discussed it in another talk, and maybe it might be best for those people to refer to that talk on the verdict pertaining to the second jama'ah in the masjid. And now isn't the time to discuss something so detailed where it's going to take more than just 1 minute to explain. So instead of just confusing the people, we want to leave that off and to refer the people to that tape where it was discussed in detail, inshallah ta'ala. Or if we have time to get into the detail of this again, then to do it at that time. But today, we just wanted to focus on this issue of real unity and that it's based on following the truth. And that the issue isn't just getting the bodies of the Muslims together. And we wanted to make this point clear. Yarhamukallah. We wanted to make this point clear so that the people don't keep pointing the finger at the Islamic Center of East Orange as if it's compulsory on us to physically unite with the people of deviance or the people who have gone astray or the people who don't want to practice the truth. And they're known in this area and outside of this area. And just because we don't want to offend the people right now, we won't mention their names, but they know who they are. They intentionally chose falsehood over guidance. They chose going astray over being guided. They chose ignorance over knowledge. and especially in this area, and we mentioned it before, there's no excuse for the people to be ignorant in this area. As much knowledge in the past 15 years that has come through, why are the people still ignorant? Except that they willfully, intentionally chose ignorance over being guided. And are we going to unite with the people who prefer ignorance over guidance, over knowledge? And that no one should, inshallah ta'ala, be so as naive to continue to say, when are we going to unite? You're not going to unite anybody, and there's no meeting of unity, but that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has united the people of the truth, past and present, and they have always and will always be united. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who are united, because in being united, we have the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And being divided, and this means being away from practicing the truth, then this is a punishment. And we see the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given those people who have left the jama'ah. As you see, they don't even know how to make wudu properly. They don't even know how to make the salah properly. They don't even know what is halal from what is haram. The jama'ah. Of leaving the truth that your worship isn't accepted in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, you don't even know how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you leave the jama'ah. So this is the punishment, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best when the people leave the jama'ah, that they're just blindly wandering on, doing that which won't benefit them in this world. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. I don't know if there was anything left. Alhamdulillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.